We just got a report last week from Canada Mortgage and Housing. Says that Halifax is sitting at about 2.7% vacancy, Claudia. We know that Halifax is now has the highest asking rent in Canada. Nova Scotia has the highest asking rent across the country. Affordability is the number one issue, according to all the polls I see, yet I don't see a lot of movement on it.
Well, I mean, we've talked about this many times. This is not a new issue. This is not surprising. And it's terrible. It's terrible for young people in our province and families. It's terrible for our economy. We have a government that suddenly says they care about our economy. This is one of the number one issues. If people can't afford to live here, they're not going to work here. You know, the fact that we are the most expensive in the country, like that is a jaw-dropping statistic, truly. People are paying way more than they can afford, and the government refuses to do even the most basic thing to address this. All they will do is, you know, accelerate the development of very expensive housing stock. And as we said, when they began that project 5 years ago, it's not going to address the root of the problem. Which is affordability and having genuinely affordable apartments. So they could close the fixed-term lease loophole and make sure that people can actually afford to stay in the apartments that they're in. They could introduce real rent control. Many of the jurisdictions where rents are falling, where things are stabilizing, have some form of rent control. And therefore, people are able to afford to live there. We need to attract young people. We need to keep families here. We need to keep workers here. And housing is one of the biggest drivers of affordability, and it's driving people out of our province. And so I think it's really unfortunate, although hopefully, and hope you know me, I'm an optimistic person, this will spur the government into more action to create more housing that's actually affordable and to make sure that renters can stay in their homes.
Claudia, the premier called in our studio here a couple weeks ago. He called rent control whack-a-mole. What does a Claudia Chender vision for rent control look like?
Well, again, most jurisdictions across our country have rent control. Nova Scotia had rent control. Nova Scotia has rent control when it comes to public housing. This government loves to talk about creating public housing. What is public housing? It's rent-controlled housing for people who need it. And right now, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people on the list who need it. So how do we address that? We provide rent control. Now, you know, if it's whack-a-mole and at some point our vacancy rate rises to the point where we don't need it anymore, that will be a great problem for us to have. And I would love to engage in that debate. But there is no question right now that we need that. And, you know, I think that that shows that the premier is really out of touch. He's not talking to people. Because I will tell you, Dan, like everywhere I go, and this is not just a Halifax problem, like everywhere we go, this is an issue, particularly for workers. So we're entering the tourist season. And when we go to communities across this province, renters don't have a place to live, or they can't find a place they can afford. Or if they find a place that they can afford, it's for 1 year. And then the rent gets jacked up the year after. And unless we close the fixed-term lease loophole and have real rent control, which, by the way, is also better for rental providers because there's more consistency and stability. There's an amount that the rent can go up. There's, you know, avenues to apply to residential tenancies if there are issues. All of that means that we will keep people here and that they will be able to afford their life. And that should be a fundamental goal of any government. And the fact that this government seems to feel like it's a side issue, I think really shows that they're not in touch with their voters.
We're out of time. Claudia, going to have to leave it here. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much, Dan.
That is Claudia Chender, leader.